It's time for Alex Horn Presents the Horn Section!
Roll up, roll up.
Welcome to the show.
Roll up, roll up. We're ready, steady, go.
Well, we've travelled up to Scotland to perform here at the Fringe. It's the yearly arty musocomic dance theatre binge.
Roll up, roll up.
I'm Alex, I'm a man, hello.
Roll up, roll up, and we're the lovely band.
That's right, so get a drink inside you and let the evening flow. Because everybody's welcome to the show, even you. Everybody's welcome. Cheer if you're a man.
Yay!
The best, well, the second best of the genders. Carry on. Everybody's welcome. Cheer if you're a lady.
Yay!
Haunting, okay. Everybody's welcome. Cheer if you're from Scotland.
Yay!
No, that's everyone. All right, we can carry this one on. Everybody's welcome. Cheer if you're called Callum. That's incredible. Okay. Everybody's welcome. Cheer if you're called Douglas. Brilliant. Evening, Douglas.
Evening.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
You sound it. Have you a nice festival?
Very good, thanks.
Well, thanks for coming, Douglas. Carry on. All right, roll up, roll up. Douglas is in the room. Roll up, roll up. The show will start quite soon. So hold on to your hats because the roof is gonna blow. Welcome and welcome, Douglas, of course, our special guest this evening. Now, my name is Alex Horn, and you may have heard some musicians behind me there. I'm going to introduce you to them one at a time. On drums, it's Mr. Ben Reynolds. Very good. On saxophone, we've got Mark Brown. Very good. On trumpet, Joe Auckland. Clarinet, we've got Mark Brown. A bit quicker, please. That's it. On keys, we've got Joe Stilgo. On flute, it's Mark Brown. Yeah, just keep it moving, please, Mark. On bass, Mr. Will Collier. And finally on guitar, it's Mark Brown. So lovely. There's the band, ladies and gentlemen. Very good. And what we do here at the Horn Section is that we think for the first time, music and comedy, not been done before. So tonight, for the first time, we're performing here at the Edinburgh Festival at the sort of hot blue tent at Potterow, and we have a live Scottish audience. Hello! Very good. So I think we will demonstrate what we do with a little bit of Scottish-style jazz. Why not? So can we have that, please, gentlemen? How Scottish is that? That's perfect. That's wonderful. And I will attempt to sprinkle some comedy on top of this. I'm actually a quarter Scottish. My grandmother, Elspeth, grew up here, and she's a very nice lady, completely deaf, completely deaf. I say to her, Gran, what would you call a big load of female sheep in a field? She goes, what? I say, you heard. That's the first one. That's the standard you should expect for the rest of the show, so be prepared. No, she's a very nice lady. She used to have a little shop up here. She used to make little cages for rabbits to exercise in. And people said, oh, you can't make a living doing that. But, you know, she gave them the run for their money. She gave them... I don't mind a groan. That's all right. No, I love the Edinburgh Festival. I love the people here at Edinburgh. I love the outfits. I saw a bloke outside just now. He was driving a little German car, and he was dressed up as a cowboy. Little German car, dressed up as a cowboy. I said, howdy. There we go. So that's the... that's the idea of the show. The music will disguise the comedy. That is the plan. That is the plan. So, we're going to bring on a couple of guests for you this evening to interact with the band, to do their normal thing, but with a band hopefully improving, or definitely interfering. So, are you ready for your first guest, ladies and gentlemen? To mark the book festival, we're going to introduce a poet to the Horn Section. Not just a poet, he also won the Edinburgh Comedy Award 3 years ago. He is a wonderful comedian, but mainly a poet. It's the one and only Mr. Tim Key! Hello, Tim.
Yes, hello.
This is the band. This is Tim.
How are you doing? This first poem is about
love, finally, a poet prepared to tackle the thorny issue of love. And affairs, actually. Someone has an affair. Can we get some sort of romantic music under this, please? One of you? Whoever's feeling romantic? Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely. Chris and Sean started having an affair. Bit much. Lose that. But Sean couldn't wink properly. So everyone found out and they had to end it. Got about 70 of these, so we'll rattle through them. My brother's got three kids, and I started writing poems for them, just quite cute little poems. He's got these three kids, 6, 4, and 1. Not great names. 4's, I love 4. 4's great. So can you put some childish music on? Can you put some childish music on? I mean childlike. Don't just... Yes, use all your skills still. Doesn't really need a poem. That's lovely. Hoi! Willie... Shh, lose the music so I'll do the poem. So it's annoying, isn't it, music? I can usually last about a couple of minutes with music. Then I hate it, and then I go out. If I'm in a building, I go out. Or if I'm outside and the music's outside, I go in. I think that's what I do. It's that sort of thing. Willie bought a mouse, forgot he bought it, and got given a fright by it. It's for kids, though. It's not really for you. Quick one here about birds. I wish there were more hens and less more hens. I despise more hens. All right, quick one about feminism. Got to get your feminism out there. I'm not actually... Yeah, it's lovely. Feminist music. Bum, bum. Okay. I didn't realise I'd have to fill in bits in your bits of music. Bum, bum. Right, can someone else just take over from my bit there so I can do this poem?
Bum, bum.
Thank you.
Bum, bum.
Okay. This is a feminist poem. I'm not great on feminism. I do me best. I'm not perfect. I'm not a perfect feminist. Bum. Even though, actually, purely by lineage, I am actually half female. Okay, come on then. Let's do this poem. Candy threw herself in front of a horse. Mike, who didn't care much for Candy's type, threw himself in front of a horse too to cancel out Candy's efforts. Bum, bum. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Mr. Tim Key, ladies and gentlemen. So while we're up here in Scotland, we thought we would play a traditional Scottish game, and today we thought we'd go for the ancient Scottish game of Connect Four. Are you all familiar? It's a good game, and it's a good game. So our drummer, Ben, has written a theme tune for Connect. Connect Four to try to encapsulate the sort of ideals of Connect Four. Are you ready to sing that song, Ben?
Ready.
Okay, here we go.
If you got the time, it's time to
Connect Four.
One, two,
three,
nearly
Connect Four.
So throw away your monopoly. You can't imagine what fun is in store. You've got to get more than three to
Connect Four.
You've got to be quicker than me.
Connect Four.
So play with me till it's time for tea, and then we'll play more
Connect Four.
Lovely song. Lovely song. And we have been here in Edinburgh for 2 weeks, and we've been immersing ourselves in the culture of Edinburgh. So the way we're going to play the game, we're going to split you into two teams. I think team one on my left, team right on my two. And that's absolutely fine. I want you to guess a Scottish food that four members of my band have eaten over the past fortnight. That's how it's going to be. You're going to try to connect four members via a Scottish food. So let's start with this team over here. If you want to shout out a Scottish food, we'll see if four of them have eaten it. So just straight with the haggis. Why not? It's the cliche. Let's go. Well, you were slightly too slow, but I appreciate you joining in. So team two can take that, the battered Mars bar. You may want to use that. Let's find out. So, Joe, have you eaten haggis over the last fortnight?
No.
Ah, well, that's he's famously haggis intolerant. So let's try this team. You connected zero over there. Okay, what do you want to suggest, team two? Shortbread.
Okay.
Is everyone happy with the shortbread guess there? How into the game are you? Good stuff. So we're going for shortbread. Okay, so let's start this end. Have you eaten a bit of shortbread this week?
Oh, yeah, shortbread, yeah.
Okay. So we've connected one. Will, have you eaten shortbread?
I have.
Good. We connected two. We're halfway. Ben, have you eaten shortbread the past fortnight?
I had it in the dressing room.
Hang on a second. One more and team two could get a prize. Mark, have you eaten shortbread the past fortnight?
No.
Oh. Team one, it's your turn again. You could go with a battered sausage option. What do you think the band have eaten in the past fortnight? What was that one? Porridge or a tatty scone? A tatty scone. That's genuinely what you eat? A tatty scone. We'll go with porridge. Porridge sounds like more of a real thing. So, Joe, have you had porridge the last 2 weeks?
Yes.
Of course you have. Lives on the stuff. The famous vegetarian. Mark, have you had porridge the last couple of weeks?
Yes, every evening.
Every evening. Ben, have you had porridge the last 2 weeks?
Yes, I have.
Here we go. Here we go. The inscrutable bassist. Will, when did you last have porridge?
Yesterday.
We've connected four! Team one of the winners!
And we've got four. Connect four!
And your prize, of course, is the one and only... Well, it's two and only. You've won two Scotch eggs! So if you want to take one and just peel off a layer... And then pass it back. It's the gift that keeps on giving. It's the Russian dolls of the food world. Famously not Scottish, but there we go. Okay. It does bring us nicely onto the time in the show that we shine a...
Spotlight on a musical instrument.
Yeah.
Spotlight on a vessel of sound. Spotlight on a musical instrument. Gather round.
Yes. Gather round, for it's that time in the show when we shine a spotlight on a musical instrument. And actually, tonight, because we're in the Edinburgh Festival, we're going to look at a truly iconic and magical instrument, the mystical piece of musical equipment we all know and love. I don't know if you can guess what it is yet. It's often associated with passion, a certain girding of the loins. Tonight, we're going to be looking at the... That's right, the Swanee whistle. So... Yes. Massive fan of the Swanee whistle. I don't know if you... We actually have one of the foremost Swanee whistle players here from the UK. Will, our bassist, also plays the Swanee whistle, don't you, Will?
I do, yes.
Would you mind telling us how long you've been learning the Swanee whistle for?
Yeah, I first had lessons between the ages of 6 and 18, and I stopped for a bit. But I started again when I was 19, and I've been playing ever since.
Wonderful. So, so a lot of lessons, Will. And what grade are you now?
Grade three.
Perfect. Okay, so the Swanee whistle. Now, I don't know if you know this. Early versions of the Swanee whistle have been found in Asia and Africa, but the one we know and love now was mastered here in the UK in the 1840s, and it's made simply of a tube, a piston, and a fipple. That's all it is. It's just a tube, a piston, and a fipple. And normally it's used by things like the Clangers and the Carry On films to denote things going up or down. But today we've got the rare opportunity to hear a song specially composed for the Swanee whistle. This will be performed by Will. So in your own time, Will, here we go.
The problem is that when you're feeling miserable, that emotion isn't easily Swanee whistleable. My family all died. My wife left me behind. My house got robbed. Then I lost my job. Now all I know what to do to make money living is reluctantly professional Swanee whistling.
There we go. It's Will Colley there with the Swanee whistle. All those hard years of graft finally paying off. Now then, As we leave summer behind and approach autumn, it's the time of year when bands like the Horn Section start thinking about the festive market, and you start thinking about that Christmas single. So Joe here, on the trumpeter, has been writing a Christmas single, haven't you? We're going to try to crack the Christmas number one market. So how has it gone, Joe?
I've decided to go for a Pancake Day number one.
Have you?
Yeah.
Pancake Day number one.
A Pancake Day number one. That's
somewhat a more realistic aim.
Probably.
Right, so we're going to try to crack the... the competitive Shrove Tuesday hit parade market. And so is it going with the Christmas theme? Like, is it echoes of Wham and the Pogues and E17? Is that the sort of
thing? Oh, yeah, they'll all be in there. But probably the biggest influence on the song was, do you know the Radiohead song Crep?
You're definitely sticking with that as an answer? That's fine, OK. Well, listen out for echoes of the Radiohead song Crep. And... this is our attempt to get the Pancake Day number one.
Well, I wish I could be with you every pancake day. But I still cannot forgive you the way that you behaved. The pancake day should be a time of joy, a time of peace, a time for companionship, and also time to eat. Last pancake day, the pancake that you made for me was nowhere near the standard yours are usually. I said, this is no pancake, and that I now regret. What I should have done was just shut up and eat. 'Cause you left me your pancake. It's a sad song.
Pancake, pancake day.
You flipped your flippin' pancake so hard into the air. I had no time to move. All I could do was stand and stare. The molten, scorching batter came at me at such a rate. But now I'm scarred forever. People call me Pancake Face. I'd love to see you at the start of Lent. I was never sure that it was just an accident. I should have paid a compliment. Perhaps I should have flattered. Would we be together if I had not been battered? Sitting on my own, feels pretty crap.
Still go there with the haunting vocals. Now for your second guest, it's the comedy superstar, the Perrier Award winning Mr. Al Murray! Yeah. Hello, Al. You carry on.
Cheers!
Yeah, so this is the band?
Yeah, marvellous. Marvellous outfit you got here.
Thank you. So have fun with them.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. Now, the reason I've been brought here by Alex this evening is as an inspirational speaker to motivate you, right? Yeah, because times are tough at the moment, aren't they, ladies and gentlemen? They're tough, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah? I mean, a good example is the Euro crisis. The Euro crisis is so bad, right now the world is looking to the Germans for leadership and the French for courage. That's how bad it's got. Now... but when I'm in a dark place, and I don't mean Finland in the winter, I turn to the ancient myths and legends of Great Britain to give me strength. Yeah? Now, there's one story I look to in times of crisis. This story is someone with courage, someone with guts, someone with drive, someone with the inner core values that made this country great. Someone with a vision, someone with a dream, someone prepared to go that extra distance, someone who didn't take no for an answer, someone who knew that in the end you've got to do the hard yards, dig in deep, and triumph. And I'm, of course, talking about the ancient British myth and legend of the Incy Wincy Spider. Because what did the Incy Wincy Spider do? He had a dream, didn't he, Langevin? He had a dream to get to the top of the water spout. So what did he do? Did he go to uni for 3 years? No. No. Did he do a risk assessment? No. No. Did he wait for management to approve his budget? No. No, he just climbed up the water spout. He went for it. He went for it, living his dream. But then what happened? Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Yeah. Great Britain, inclement weather. He didn't think it through. Now, the truth is, did he let that deter him? Did he let that break his tiny arachnid heart? No! No! What did he do, Lane Gemini? He waited, didn't he? He bided his time. He dug in deep. And then, when the moment came, up come the sun, dried up all the rain, and that incy wincy spider climbed up the spout again. He's a hero, Lane Gemini. A hero. He deserves your applause. And there's no doubt in my mind, Lane Gemini, that he was British. Let's just get that straight. He was one of us. And I think if we were to join together now and sing this beautiful ancient British folk song, then maybe you and me, the last sensible people in Great Britain, could get this once mighty proud country of ours to go up the spout again. That's come out wrong, but you get my point. So, all together or not at all, here we go. 3, 4. Incy wincy spider climbed up the water spout. That's it. Down came the rain and pushed the spider up. And yeah, out came the sun and dried up all the rain. Incy wincy spider climbed up the spout again.
Mr. Al Murray, ladies and gentlemen. We are now almost finished, and I want to say thank you for listening, and thank you to our wonderful audience here at Pottero! But before we go, we are going to leave you with one last piece of musical cake, so enjoy the taste of this one.
My Bonnie to me, bring back, oh, bring back my Bonnie to me.
Well, you know you make me water. Trousers, I say,
you
say,
you don't know,
I say, hidey-o, no, don't where's your trousers?
Together on the bunny, bunny. 'cause I'm loose about this hoose.
I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, well, I know I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you.
And the piper was Mr. Johnny Gore! Have a great festival!